What is your name and what do you do?
Kagura Sunshine です。詩人です。
My name is Kagura Sunshine and I'm a poet.
And where are you from?
岩手県。
岩手 prefecture.
Can I ask you, what does your name mean?
おじいちゃんが神主で、
My uncle was the Shinto priest and then he was dancing the Kagura dance, which is like a religious dance. And then after he passed away, I wanted to succeed his name, I mean like this name of Kagura. And then also like in 2011, there was this disaster happened in the Tohoku region. And so like my area, my local area was devastated. So I just wanted to be a sunshine for the people there. And that's why I named Sunshine.
So when did you first hear about hip-hop?
It was about when I was in the second grade of high school, and then originally UR came up, and then I started to listen to the black music and Sugar Soul, and afterwards Jibra and Kotodama came up, and then eventually I started to listen to hip-hop.
And so you're from Iwate. So what is the hip-hop scene in Iwate like? Is there anyone making hip-hop there now?
Since Iwate had the disaster, so like afterwards it became very tough. Yeah, so we become very tough people. Yeah, so like we are facing seriously like how to live or how we can become happy. So after the disaster, it's more like a hip-hop that it puts the importance on the lyrics. And before that was we were kind of just had a complex of being a country people, but after we lost so many things, we became stronger.
And so when did you come to Kanagawa?
After I graduated from high school.
So what is the hip-hop scene in Kanagawa like?
I don't know much about here yet because I spend so much time longer in Tokyo. But here I see like people, they love their local areas, and then also they are full of confidence in themselves. And then also there are people who they're trying to lead their hip hop scene by themselves. So I think like this is really wonderful.
And so who inspired you first to start rapping, to start writing lyrics?
Regarding to the poetry, I was never like influenced by anybody. Since I was little, I was physically big, so like I was always like a big sister character, and so everybody comes to me and then consulting me their problems. So like it's always 10 people come to me per day, and then it continued from elementary school, junior high school, and then high school all the time. So there I realized that the power of words, and even like there was a negative situation, it depends on like how the way of thinking it can convert to the positive situations. So like I was thinking like how I can transmit this power of word to the people in all over Japan, and maybe I started to compose the music. And so like our first thing was the power of the word.
So when you sit down to write a song, you know, what is your process? Do you come up with an idea first, or do you listen to the beat and then write?
Yeah, so there are two ways. Like the one is like always in daily, like in order to write poetry, always like I am thinking, and then until like I get the correct answer, I have been like always thinking. And then the second other music is like always looking for the beat that matches to myself or my voice. And then that's I am always looking for it. And then when I found something that matches to my voice, I just get the word that suits to my emotion at that time from my drawers of the emotions. So, and then also another thing is that whenever it matches my emotion and the beat.
So when you perform live, do you usually perform in Tokyo? And where do you usually perform? Where can people come to see you?
Tokyo to Kansai ga ooi desu.
So like mainly in Tokyo and in Kansai areas, and in Tokyo is like Shibuya family. And then but right now is rather than having a concert, I do like producing more like to produce a record. So like now I'm making songs. And then when there is a timing, like a good timings, I perform in the concert.
Can you tell me, you know, about your most recent project, Stay With Me?
もともとあの震災、2011の震災があって、
Yeah, well, originally it was about the disaster happened in 2011, and then I wanted to make the hip hop scene in Sanriku that areas of the coastal area, right? And that time, who helped me was Yaku from Single 2. Okay, and so I met him. So I met this the beat of Stay With Me, ですよね. And so that was the first time that I could write about the disaster.Yeah, so 2015 I released the CD, and while I was singing, I found that this was not a sad song, but it's a song of love. So I just rewrote it and then released the record again.
書き直して愛の歌としてもう一回レコードでリリースした感じ。もともとは震災の歌だった。
Are you gonna do any more projects with Aruma?
またレコードを彼と出そうと思っていて。今作ってます。
I'm making it again to release a record with him.
And can you tell us about how you met Yakul and where is he from? And does he make most of your beats?
もともと、
So the Tor is the person who made my jacket, like their art. And then, well, he was connected to Yakul first. So like he already met their beat first. And then like I found it that I wanted to.Make a song, yeah, about this.
曲を書きたいって言って出会って、
In Japan, do you think there's a difference between real hip-hop and just hip-hop fashion?
私はそこに興味がないからどうでもよくて、本人にとってそれがリアルならリアルだと思う。
So, I'm not interested in that point. So like whatever is happening, it doesn't matter to me. It's like for the person, it's real for him or her, and then that's real, I think.
Do you feel like you've seen female representation in hip hop in Japan grow since you first started writing?
そうですね。
Oh yeah, I think so. Like originally, well, I have been doing this like in this men-dominated or almost all the men-dominated world. So like I was not especially aware of this, but now is like even the female rappers are not treated especially. So I think that means that they have been like increased the number of females.
So, who are some female hip-hop artists who should be celebrated in Japan?
Among the Japanese rappers, I don't find anyone who is the similar style as I am. And so, but in Korea, there is an MC called Tasha. I really like her, so I want everybody in the world to know about her more.
And so, do you think that because hip-hop is a genre from outside of Japan, that it can be used to empower women to change Japanese gender norms?
When I started, it's already there was a Japanese scene, hip-hop scene, right? And then those people were writing the lyrics with their, like, the various spirits. So, and then I was attracted to those. So I wasn't that much paying attention to their...oversee hip-hop scenes.
Yeah. So can you tell us about East Bay Records and how East Bay Records got started and your connection with East Bay Records?
So I'm the representative and then I made it.
When did you start the label?
その震災後に自分のやりたいことを 100% やるために自分で立ち上げました。2015.
Yeah, well, after the disaster, I just wanted to do 100% what I want to do, and for that, I established this, and so it was 2015.
So what are you working on right now?
今、3枚目のレコードを出そうと思って、制作をしてます。で、ビートメーカー、今また、ビートのとの出会いを楽しんでる感じ。
Yeah, well, so right now I'm producing the third record, and at this moment I'm still like enjoying to meet the new beats.
And who are some of your favorite producers?
DJ Premier, DJ Crush.
Where can people find your music outside of a record store in Japan?
配信だったら iTunes.
iTunes?
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. で、Kagura Sunshine. page. Mm, yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and with Kagura Sunshine, you can find it.
Okay. And then my last question for you is, what do you wish American audiences knew about Japanese hip hop that they probably don't know?
言葉の力。
Well, I think it's the spirit of the word or the soul of the word, we say, like the power of the word. In English, there is grooves, but in Japanese, we don't have grooves. But the Japanese language has this soul of the word. So I want them to feel it.
Well, Kagura-san-chan, thank you very much for your time. And I enjoy your music, so please keep making it.
Ah, arigatou gozaimasu.